hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller, who is taking a few days off, trying to recuperate from his strep throat. I never get these strange viruses. Why? Because I limit my contact with human beings as much as possible. And when I do come into contact with human beings, I wash my hands a lot. Friday, open call Friday. If there's anything on your mind, you can give us a call, 800-313-9443. This hour, we'll get to many topics. A lot of people have been sending me emails to talk about Africa. And we'll get to Africa. But first, quick check of what happened in the financial markets today. Financial tsunami struck Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed down almost 250 points, actually 249.97, to end the day at 13,113. NASDAQ all 48 points at 2,565. U.S. dollar index, broke through 80, down 54 basis points, end the day at 79.91. Now that we have done with Labor Day, hey, guess what? Gas prices are set to soar. Crude oil closed up 41 cents at $76.71 the barrel. Gold in New York blew through $700. Yahoo! Gold ended in New York at $700.70, up $5.60 on the day. Silver up 19 cents at $12.61. Now, there's no question there is certain gloating going on amongst gold bugs out there. Yay, we broke through 700. Breaking through 700 is an important psychological barrier. I agree with that 100%. But you've also got to understand 700 is one of those, it's like a glass ceiling. because we are tied between two types of mental thought out there. We have people like me who are fundamentalists. We look at the long-term effects on the economy. We look at geopolitical events. We look at a lot of different things that move the price of gold. Technical people, on the other hand, just look at charts. They don't care about geopolitical events. They want to see whether it's gold or silver or pork bellies or a apple stock, whatever it is, and they look at it to perform certain feats over a period of time before they are convinced that, yes, we are in a bull market, and then they all jump aboard, which is the reason why we had this whole meltdown thing, because it is what's called black box trading. In other words, they are computer programs that are designed to trigger and sell or buy whatever it is when certain levels are achieved. And so what you have here is you're going to have gold bouncing around the $700 range. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they try and hammer it down on Monday morning. And they do that just to test the strong hands in the market. You have short players, you have long players. It's very hard to try and decipher all this stuff. You've got institutional investors in the mix here. So although it's a great day this Friday to see gold above $700, also be prepared. We're in uncharted waters right now, my friends. Uncharted waters. When we return, we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On a day when Bin Laden surfaces again and the country goes into an apoplectic terror fit, you have to ask yourself, what do you think people are more worried about right now? Osama Bin Laden or opening their financial statements when they come due in a couple of weeks' time? It's like that age-old thing. I always say to people, they go, well, are you fearful of terrorists? And they go, oh, yeah. And I go, what would you fear most, Osama bin Laden or open up your mailbox and finding a letter inside stamped from the IRS? You got to put stuff in perspective. Anyway, let's go to the phone. We got Henry in Connecticut. Hi, Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hello?
Yeah, there
okay,
you are.
Okay, good. Okay, no, I want to make sure. Okay, yeah, now this is very fascinating. Now, gold went up to 705.
That's where it closed.
Yeah, and normally, you know, it's kind of funny, is usually when it gets to 700, they keep hammering it down.
Sure.
I want to ask you this, though. What would make, because it is a good investment, but what I'm thinking is this. It'd be very rare, even in history, for gold to go $4,000 or $5,000 an ounce. You know, unless, of course, that would depend on different factors too, in the country you're in and the currency that you're talking about. Like, let's say the American dollar tanks to like let's say 30 or so, as opposed to 79 or 80. And then let's say the real estate, let's say you have $1 million piece of real estate that, let's say it doesn't go down like $100,000 or $200,000, but let's say it drops down to a selling price of $200,000 when it really was $1 million. What I'm trying to get at is, what would make gold go to $4,000 or $5,000 an ounce? That's really not really possible. Although I know $1,000, $1,100, $1,500 is pretty likely. I mean, it happened $1,000 an ounce.
Gold could easily surpass $5,000 an ounce. If we were returned to a sane fiscal policy.
Okay.
And in order to do that, if we had to return to the founder's intent that our money be of gold and silver, in other words, the same rules that applied prior to the Gold Confiscation Act of 1933, that you had the choice whether to accept government script, or if you had government script in your possession, you could take it to your local bank and turn in that script for, say, a $20 bill. You could exchange it for a $20 gold coin.
Right.
Now, that was based on, obviously, the theories of weights and measures.
Right.
Because it gave confidence to the people that the script that they were accepting actually had a real and tangible asset backing it up, and that they had the choice to make a decision which one they wanted to carry. Well, based on the fact that we know how much gold has been mined since the beginning of time, which is plus or minus, depends on who you listen to, 155,000 metric tons, in order for us to return to the same principles as the founders intended, we would have to price the official gold price at $35,000 an ounce.
I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is this. Let's say if somebody had, I had lucky enough to have $100,000, and in excess of that, I had a little more than that. So, but let's say I wanted to had enough that I could invest $100,000 in gold coins. I call you up. And I order, you know, you give me whatever I want, whether it's a couple of MS, and extra fines, BUs, whatever. Probably want it to be private, so I would have something definitely non-bullion. This way you don't pay tax on it, and it's private. The chances
you
of
do
that...
Have, let me correct you on
okay,
a few things. And I'm not a tax accountant, and I'm not licensed to give tax advice.
Right, I understand that, yeah.
It is your responsibility to declare capital gains. It's not my responsibility. It's your responsibility.
That's true. But there are certain types of gold coin, though, that is totally private, though.
Well, sure. But that doesn't take away from the fact it's your responsibility, whether it's private or not. If you've made a profit on an investment, which, by the way, gold's not an investment.
Yeah.
An investment, the classical definition of an investment is something that gives you a dividend or a return on your investment. Gold doesn't do either of that. Doesn't pay you dividend, doesn't pay you interest. Gold wasn't designed to do that. It wasn't designed to bribe you in order to own it.
That's right.
I mean, so gold is not an investment in one's typical view of what an investment is.
It is a commodity, though.
It is a monetary asset.
Right.
It is the last resort, if you will. It is an asset that obviously has mystical properties to it, which is the reason why men have sought it since the beginning of time. This is why nations were plundered and conquered. Was not to spread democracy or some political ideology, was just simply to obviously find and accumulate gold, because there's an old age saying out there, he who earns the gold makes the rules.
Yeah, that's true.
And it is true.
That's actually, even in the occult world and witchcraft, they say that, you know, it depends on what amount or whatever, that sometimes gold, and also they're saying coal, too, kind of pulls and draws a vibration to draw more gold. But that's a different story.
I've never woken up in the middle of the night and wanted to fondle a lump of coal. but
well, I mean, the lump of coal doesn't have value itself, but there were people like Rockefeller and some others that did keep a certain amount of coal in their house on four corners of their room and so forth that have a certain energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have value like gold. But what I'm going to ask is this. What I'm beginning to is that I buy $100,000 worth of gold for you. Let's say I don't have that. But let's say if I did. You know, I'm talking hypothetically. The chances of that being worth, when gold goes up, being $200,000 or $300,000 is quite likely. But the chances of somebody having, you know, buying $100,000 worth of gold the way it is now and it being worth $1 million, you know, you'd be a millionaire overnight from a stock market crash or whatever, wouldn't that be very slim, right? Because that would have to be 10 times as much, right?
Well, sure. Well, yeah, but there's nothing, there would be nothing, in my opinion, stopping gold going to $5,000, $6,000 in this particular example. There's nothing stopping it from doing it. You got to understand that once this is why we're at this.
But the dollar would have to be down to like rather like 79 now. It'd have to be down to like 5 or 10, like 0.5 or 10, right?
Well, you know, you got to look at real world examples. If you look at what's going on in Zimbabwe as we speak, I mean,
right.
if you want to do the math for yourself, you're more than welcome to do it.
Okay.
They recently, actually, I got the report up today that they devalued their currency once again, where now one U.S. dollar is equal to 260,000 Zimbabwean dollars.
Okay, so now, what happened if I went there with 1 ounce of gold? Okay, 1 ounce of gold here, let's say, is 705. So
if you went there with 1 ounce of gold, you'd be a dead man. They'd kill you for that.
Well, I put in my sock. Let's say you're telling me I could buy a building over there for that, with that one.
No, not of course not. I'm just telling you what the exchange rate is in Zimbabwe, and the question that you have to ask yourself quite simply is what's happening in Zimbabwe that's causing their economy to go into a free fall and a spiral. Why is $1 equivalent to 260,000 Zimbabwean dollars. Well,
right, but what I'm getting to
well,
is that
Robert Mugabe flooded Zimbabwe with worthless pieces of paper, and as the infrastructure has been collapsing for many years, obviously the faith in the people in their monetary system has completely been decimated. People in Zimbabwe most probably is the great barter story of the century, because in Zimbabwe people don't deal in the currency any longer. They deal in tangible goods. In other words, they use real things to barter and exchange between each other because of the disaster of the currency.
Yeah, but that's like my grandfather's day in Germany, though.
Well,
right?
Sure.
But what I'm getting at is that also, since you're saying it would be $200,000 to $1, would real estate, a building, a house, and now I'm not talking about a hut, I'm not talking about the jungle stuff in Africa, okay, I'm talking about a real house, a building, not, you know.
Sure.
Okay, so we know what I'm talking about here. Would that be, you know, I'm saying, would that, to real estate to their currency, would that also, like, be very, very low, where somebody could buy a large amount on a dollar, like in 1929 or like a situation in Germany, somebody could buy a large amount of German property for pennies on the dollar. That's what I'm saying, that if the currency in that particular country goes down so low, and I had this 1 ounce, let's say I got from you, all right, let's say I brought from you three extra fines, and
sure.
I went...
The answer to the question is, of course you could. Anyway, Henry, thanks for the call, my friend. We got to move on. We'll take a short break. Be right back. Free Phone Friday, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Statmuller. And just for the record, did a little math during the break. The beginning of the week, if you wanted to buy an ounce of gold in Zimbabwe, you would have had to have forked over 21 million Zimbabwean dollars for 1 ounce of gold. Today, the same ounce of gold would have cost you $182 million, Zimbabwe. Let's go back to the phones. We got Joe in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Joe.
How do you do? Earlier.
All right, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Earlier, you said there was like two levels of a conspiracy. One was, as far as 911 was goes, one was that the deeper level, you said some people believe that the government pulled it off, and the level you seem comfortable with is that the government used the attack to do something they wanted to do for a long time. And I was wondering what limits your limits you to level one and not level two, that there was actually no attack at all, because and if you've investigated it personally.
I base that just simply on the events that unfolded in 1993 with the first World Trade Center. and that the government not only knew about the attack that was coming, but they found people who were conduits for the attack. The only problem was these people didn't have any expertise or knowledge on what they were trying to do. So the government, they obviously facilitated a member into the group that had expertise and knowledge in how to build the bomb. So the government obviously knew what these people were doing, facilitated them in their actions, and then obviously denied all responsibility thereafter, and that was sold to the American people as crazed Middle Eastern extremists who wanted to blow up the World Trade Center towers. So the point was they knew what was going to happen, but did nothing in order to prevent it from happening.
Okay, that's 1993, that time. But I'm
sure.
going back to 911.
Right.
Have you personally looked into, now, every single thing post 911 is actually because of the so-called attack, correct? I mean, everything, every change has occurred to our detriment due to the so-called attack. And my point is, if you have not personally looked into the so-called attack,
right,
then you're just taking
No, I'm taking nobody's word for it. Unfortunately, unlike most other people, I come to my own conclusions and my own definitions. In other words, I read a lot of stuff, what a lot of people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to say that I discount what they are saying. It's just that through my own research and my own following of the stories, I come to obvious different conclusions.
Okay.
Do I think it's possible that there were explosives placed in the towers? Of course. I mean,
okay.
a simple case. Every single this is factual stuff. Every single building that is built in Las Vegas obviously is built prepared for it to come down. In other words, engineers build into the system systems whereby they will be able to bring down a building just like the World Trade Center towers came down. I mean, it was a typical demolition thing. I mean, we've got Building 7 to deal with as well.
Yes.
And
deeper than that, if I could just cut to the chase, let me ask you a simple question.
Fire away.
In viewing the only evidence that we have that planes crashed into the buildings, in viewing that footage, do you, Robbie Noel, believe that an airplane could enter the building the way that footage says it did?
You're talking about the Pentagon, or you're talking about the World Trade Center?
Talking about the World Trade Center. If you view the only evidence we have is footage, and my question to you is, in viewing that footage, do you believe that airplane could enter that building the way the footage indicates that it does?
Well, I can remember the day very vividly in my memory, and I was watching it live on television when the first plane struck the tower, where the news reports were that it was a small plane that had crashed into the tower. And needless to say, live TV footage of that at the time. And you saw people trying to ascertain what had happened in the first. And as I was watching it, I saw the second plane hit the second tower.
You saw footage?
And that was, I said that was on live television.
Well,
I was watching it live.
Because it said live up in the corner? I mean, is that why you trust that, because it said live up in the corner?
Well, what did I see?
You saw footage, Robbie. You saw pixels on the screen. Could you carry me over?
Sure, I'll carry you over.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. Speaking with Joe from Wisconsin. Joe, continue.
All right. Now, will you admit that all you really saw was pixels on a screen? You were in your living room or wherever, and you saw pixels on the screen, and somebody put them there. I mean,
yeah, that would be a tough one for me to swallow.
I know it is, but has it ever been? It's as avoided on radio or anywhere as Ron Paul is. It's something that nobody will talk about. I think there's a blackout on that.
Well, give us your thesis of what you think happened.
Well, I can't do that, Robbie. I think because then I would be opening myself. I would be guessing. But what you don't start an investigation with a guess. You start an investigation by actually finding out what happened. And what their story that the airplanes hit the buildings and didn't leave any evidence is impossible. So I'm starting with the lack of evidence.
Yeah, but how do you explain the thousands of eyewitnesses who saw the planes flying into the buildings?
How many?
The thousands of eyewitnesses.
Can you name one, Robbie?
Oh, come on, please, man. I could name you 700 people that were standing on the beach in New Jersey who saw a shoulder-fired missile bring down flight, 700 or whatever
it
was?
Well, you're just making my case here, because if those 750 that signed the affidavits on flight 800 don't count, if they don't count, why are you asking me for some eyewitnesses here that you can't name one? If that's your best evidence... It's eyewitnesses that you. If that's your best evidence,
I don't know all the people that were standing at the bottom of the World Trade Center tower by name who were sitting there and watched the plane hit the building.
So nameless people are your evidence, is what you're telling me.
Well, no, it's just that I don't know who these people are, but there were thousands of people standing around the World Trade Center towers that witnessed a plane going into the building.
Okay.
I mean,
you believe.
Yeah, so give me your thesis. How did we get a big hole in the building? Planted explosion and that no planes brought down the building?
Yes, that is my thesis. Yeah.
Then how can you account for the passengers on the plane that didn't come back?
Oh, come on, Robbie. I could go through the phone book and I could pick up some names and change the letters and I could come up with a bigger list than they did.
And then what happened with Flight 93?
There was no Flight 93, Robbie. Come on. If you would ever just look into that, you wouldn't be asking these typical questions. I thought you were smarter than that. There was no Flight 93. All four of the flights were fake. They're just pretend. They're made up. The passenger lists were made up. The whole story is made up. There was no Flight 93. It didn't crash.
You'd have to give me a lot more information, and a lot more factual information than just your theory that in other words, what we saw on television. Then it would be a huge conspiracy. That means that four of the networks that I watched, because I was flipping between all the channels and they had all the same things on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are they all not licensed by the same government, Robbie?
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm more skeptical than most people of many things.
That's why I called you.
But that to me would be a stretch.
Well, it's a good stretch. If you would look in, I asked you twice. If you've looked into it personally yourself, if you would look into it personally, I think you would probably come around.
Probably
be mad that you were fooled.
I always get mad when I've been had.
Okay, ask me any other aspect of any of the four planes. Just ask me any of the typical questions that come to your mind, and I'll give you some logic. Like all four of the planes were like only 20% full. I mean, what is the coincidence of that? Two different airliners, and there was a computer glitch. That's what explains why they were only 20% full. Well, they ran out of names to pretend.
Well, let me ask you this: where did you get your information from that led you to this conclusion? I mean, you must have picked it up from somebody. You must have heard or read about it.
Reading everything I can from day one. When I saw what it was impossible to happen from day one, I've been collecting little bits and pieces. Therefore, just like you can't name one of the eyewitnesses that you think watched what you thought happened, I can't tell you exactly one place. Okay. One of the best sources that I came around years later, let me look this up here. And here's another name that's taboo. You ain't going to hear much about this guy. He's researched it. Morgan Reynolds, nomoregames.net. And he's got, at that website, he has a link that says, we have some holes in the plane stories. And he's a PhD. You probably heard of him a long time ago. He's one of the first ones that questioned how the buildings came down. That's where he started. And then people started criticizing him, and his life started going to heck. And then he mentioned that there was really no evidence that there was airplanes. And somebody really jumped all over him on that point. And that got him mad, because that really wasn't his initial point. So he researched the airplane part of it in detail, and then he just really backed up his own story and just shuts down the other guy all completely. He's got like 32 pages on that Morgan Reynolds, NoMoreGames.net. And it's, we have some holes in the plane stories. But that ain't where I started, Robbie. I started from day one when I watched what they said happened, and it was a lie. And he's just articulately put a lot of things together that I, a lot of which I already knew. Any more questions?
No, but I know who Morgan Reynolds is.
Okay.
As far as my memory, he was a professor at Texas A&M.
Oh.
Is this the same Morgan Reynolds?
That's very possible. There's been so many I get mixed up.
Worked for George Bush.
Yes.
First George Bush administration.
Oh, gee, I thought it was the second one, but you, yes, he did work for the Bush administration. Yes.
I know. I didn't know that was his thesis.
It wasn't originally. It was not. This is just one part, because somebody challenged him on when he was challenging how the buildings came down. He said that there really wasn't enough evidence, and he hadn't looked into it at that point, that there was any planes. So when he got all jumped, when somebody jumped all over him on that, he pinpointed that research and actually disproved the possibility that there was any.
Yeah, well, look, whenever you listen, and I will tell you this, whenever you bring up a thesis that's outside of the mainstream thought process,
yes,
you are immediately vilified and marginalized. I mean, that's what's happening to Ron Paul as we speak.
Yes.
Because Ron Paul's thesis is the reasons for the attack of September the 11th was because of U.S. foreign policy involvement, in large part dictated by the Israeli lobby. And obviously was based on U.S. presence in the Middle East.
Yes. And I like 95% of what Ron Paul says, but I have to go show my colors here.
Yeah, but you see how hard that is. You do understand how hard that is to put over to the general populace. I mean, these are the same. I mean, you are trying to get over a thesis, or Morgan Reynolds trying to get over a thesis.
I agree. It's impossible. It's impossible, but I'm trying. And, you know, you might...
Well, that's good. At least you're living outside of the box.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to commend you. You have given me more time to talk about this than anybody so far. And I've been on some programs, and I shouldn't mention where, two times the host put... All of a sudden, this is no lying, and I could give you the archives. All of a sudden, the host that I was talking to, all of a sudden... Alex Jones called twice, and this host puts him on me, with me, and then Alex runs his mouth all over, you know, to try to make me look bad. Evidently, I was overwhelming the host with logic, and he put Alex Jones on twice, two different calls, if you can believe that or not.
Well, yes. Well, you see, when you step outside the box and you challenge people's preconceived notions of events that have unfolded, that they have a position on,
yes,
it's very difficult for people to think outside of the box.
I know that. But I'm not going to give up the truth just because of that. And I would love for somebody to prove me wrong. You have to admit, you'd have evidence that you. Can't combat.
Well, I'll give you this promise.
Okay.
I'll give you this promise. Not that I do not have a pile of reading material that I've been promising to get through for a long time, but I'll go back and I'll read more stuff that Mr. Reynolds has written in his thesis, and I'll see where that takes me.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I can narrow it down for you. It's he's got a lot of stuff on his website, and I have not read it all by any means. But if you read the part that says, we have some holes in the plane stories, it's like 32 pages. And
my biggest problem with the whole events of 9/11, without question, if there's something where there are a lot of unanswered questions, is with the alleged flight that went into the Pentagon.
Yes, that was the very first one.
Well, no, because it You know, you would have to buy into the logic that if the plane actually did strike the Pentagon,
yes,
that at impact, its wings miraculously just either disappeared or yes, folded back.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because obviously the hole doesn't justify the width of a, what was it, 737?
Yes, like it's 125 feet wide.
Sure. So, I mean, that is obviously one, and obviously also the lack of photographic evidence from a
yes,
building that has
yes,
the highest security on the planet.
Right. And then
that all we got is one little camera shot from across the parking lot where you don't actually see the plane, you just
right,
see an explosion.
Exactly.
So sure, I mean, those kind of questions, and obviously one, when one looks at it, it does cause
yeah,
that to lead to
yes,
other questions.
Yes, and if you look at the evidence, I mean, that's what I saw day one. I was watching, I turned on the TV like anyone else, and I saw the plane in New York. Now, actually, on day one, it went behind the building, and you saw an explosion. It wasn't until 10:30 that night that another channel had a plane enter a building. So the one they ran all day was actually a plane going behind the towers, and then you saw an explosion. So you really didn't see an plane hit the building. You saw a plane go behind the building. And then they
yeah,
showed the Pentagon, and there was no plane there. I mean, you can't possibly have a airplane crash without any airplane parts. And then
I mean, their argument, which I think is specious, is that the speed of the aircraft and the impact and the burning of the jet fuel, the aluminum shell of the airplane just simply evaporized.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
the speed of the airplane. Then they would compare it to a bullet, and that is so ridiculous. Bullets are measured in feet per second, and airplanes are measured in miles per hour, and the fastest airplane is like a slow bullet.
I will tell you that I believe that Flight 93 was actually shot down.
Why do you believe there was a Flight 93? I mean, let me ask you that.
Well, just simply because of the news reports of where it was, and that fighters were scrambled, And Cheney gave the order to shoot it down. Rumsfeld actually even made a slip of the tongue
yes,
when talking about Flight 93, where he referred to it as being shot down.
Robbie, when the government comes out later and says, somebody from inside the government says that Cheney gave the order, you know, the stand down order, why in the world would you believe something that comes out from inside the government? Like that.
Well, I will tell you, I believe nothing that comes out.
All
from,
right.
From
so you
government.
Just said that Cheney gave that order. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you that is my firm belief. They say that obviously Flight 93 came down because patriotic Americans decided to take it in their own hands to overpower the hijackers in the great bravado TV movie that
right,
they made.
Right. What a heart jerking story that is.
Well, sure.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Sure. My personal feeling, as I said, just based on the anecdotal evidence that I have, was
yes,
the plane was shut down because of obviously fears of them flying it into the White House.
Well, that's a secondary story to make up an excuse for no plane being where they said it crashed in the first place.
Well, like I said, I will give you this. I will take another look at Mr. Morgan Reynolds and see what he said. He can't be a complete kook if he was a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and also former director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis, which is headquartered in Dallas, Texas.
Right. And I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, he's got an impressive resume.
And I'm not genuflecting in front of him. I'm just, you asked for some information, and I gave you his, because I've been researching it ever since day one. And he has articulated and put it together. He had the guts to do that. So, I mean, I don't care if he plays with dolls or whatever else he does, I don't know. But I'm just saying on that particular thing, he did a good job.
Well, I'll give you this one.
Okay.
I'll give you this one. I'll take a look at it, brother.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
And you have... I have much respect for you. I'm surprised. This was going to be the determining situation.
Well, yeah, I know.
You don't need that crap, but but I'm surprised. I am really surprised. You let me on and you let me talk.
Okay, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
If I had any money, I'd buy some gold.
Yeah.
So long.
Thanks, bud. Look, I'm predisposed. Just because of my personal experience, I'm predisposed to question everything. Even if it stretches the bounds of rationale. Because there's a lot of things that have happened at times where people say, well, that's impossible. It couldn't possibly have happened there. It's not possible that the CIA was responsible for the assassination of JFK. Well, who do we know killed JFK? I mean, it's... One has to... In the search for truth, and this is tough, you've got to have the ability to take all preconceived notions and ideas that you've long held and put it on the shelf and take another look at it. So, I've got myself another reading assignment for the weekend. Take a short break, be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Look at
working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing, and it's free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday, final segment for this hour, another hour to go. How talk show hosts can do 3 hours of radio on a daily basis beats me. This is like a major mission. You know, one of the things that always amazes me about events that have happened in history, especially when it involves high-level government officials, is the need for secrecy and why they seal records for 50 years after said person has long since deceased or passed away. And as in the case of the assassination of JFK. I mean, look how many years it is, and we are still debating whether it was the CIA, which I believe, or whether it was the mafia, or whether it was the Cubans. Now, more than likely, and hopefully before I die, I will actually find out, or we'll all find out before we die, actually, who killed JFK. It most probably will end up being none of the above. It wasn't the CIA, it wasn't the mafia, and it wasn't Fidel Castro. I mean, could have been LBJ. But the need for government to seal these records for such an indefinite period of time just obviously brings up questions. What are they hiding? I know the CIA has been involved in this. Look, the CIA and the FBI, those are two agents. CIA handles everything outside the country. FBI handles everything inside the country. Those two agencies hate each other. There's a passionate hate between the FBI and the CIA. There's no sharing of information. There's no buddy system. It's almost like opposing sports teams. They clash whenever they meet. And so will we ever find out the truth about a lot of stuff? I don't know. I just think it's very healthy for one who is searching for the truth, as I said, to have the ability to look at things with different eyes. It's like people go back and they look at history, and they look back at history through the prism of political correctness today, and so we interpret things differently. My pet peeve is obviously we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and through the prism of political correctness we are now to assume that they were referring to ethnicities, which the founders were not talking about ethnicities in any way, shape, or form. They weren't even concerned about race and ethnicity. That statement was about that nobody born in America was born of nobility. Nobody was to be king. But now we have a king. He's called George. Funny how history repeats itself. Stand by, my friends. The Flip Side with yours truly follows. And yes, it's live. It's not a recording. It's live. It's Friday. So we'll take a short break and be right back.